Title, Early Entry / Dual Credit Getting Started Printable. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin heading level 1, Next Steps. Begin paragraph text, Congratulations on your early entry / dual credit admission to North Dakota State University. As you prepare to join the NDSU community, follow this checklist to ensure you are ready for your course. Begin heading level 2, Set up your services. Begin paragraph text, You only need to set up your NDSU services the first time you take an early entry or dual credit class. Follow these instructions in the order listed because each step sets you up for the next step. Complete this checklist before the semester begins so you are ready for your course. View video tutorials at begin link, www.nsu.edu/utl/program/dual_credit/getting_started www.nsu.edu. Begin heading level 2, 1. Find my student ID/employed. Begin paragraph text, Your student ID or employed is needed to set up services at NDSU. Do not share your student ID with anyone as this is your unique identifier for all your campus records. Begin heading level 3, to find your student ID begin paragraph text, 1. Go to campus connection at. Begin link, https://studentadmin.kineton.us. Begin numbered list with 6 items starting at 2. Item 2 of 7, select Campus Connection guest page on the right side. Item 3 of 7, select the Help Center tile. Item 4 of 7, select Find My Employed from the left menu. Item 5 of 7, fill in requested information. Item 6 of 7, student ID result is listed. Item 7 of 7, for questions, contact the NDIS Help Desk at 1-866-457-6387 or the NDSU IT Help Desk at 701-231-8685. Begin paragraph text, student ID / employed, underscore. Begin heading level 2, 2. Claim your NDIS account. Begin numbered list with 10 items. Item 1 of 10, go to begin link, https://claim.ndis.edu. Item 2 of 10, click Claim NDIS account. Item 3 of 10, enter student ID and AMP, 8-digit birth date, click Continue. Item 4 of 10, check I agree then click Continue to proceed. Item 5 of 10, a confirmation message indicates your account is activated. Click the Continue button to proceed. Item 6 of 10, you will be prompted for a new password. Note your login ID/user ID is at the top of the displayed page. Item 7 of 10, after password is accepted, click Change Password. Item 8 of 10, a dialog box appears indicating you successfully changed your password. Click the Continue button to proceed. Item 9 of 10, you can now set up Google Authentication or set up alternate team options, or both, to set up password recovery options in case you forget your password. Item 10 of 10, log out. Begin paragraph text, login ID/user ID, underscore. Begin heading level 2, 3. Claim your NDSU accounts. Begin numbered list with 2 items. Item 1 of 2, go to begin link, www.nsu.edu/enroll www.nsu.edu. Item 2 of 2, click set up your NDSU account, and then enter. Begin paragraph text, middle.lastname. Middle.studentid/employed, 7-digit ID number middle.birthmonth, middle.birthday, middle.birthyear, yyyy begin numbered list with 6 items starting at 3. Item 3 of 8, click I agree to follow university and ND University System electronic usage policies. Item 4 of 8, follow prompts to set up multi-factor authentication. For step-by-step instructions, visit begin link, https://guide.duo.com/enrollment. Use your own phone number, you will use this feature a lot. Item 5 of 8, set and confirm a passphrase. Item 6 of 8, add an email recovery option, then retrieve the code from your email account to validate it. Item 7 of 8, optional, add a phone, SMS, recovery option, then retrieve the code from your phone to validate it. Item 8 of 8, click log out in the top right corner when finished. Begin bulleted list with one item. Item 1 of 1, completed. Begin heading level 2, 4. Log into NDSU email. Begin paragraph text. Your NDSU email address is an official communication channel used to send you important messages. Begin heading level 3, steps to log into your NDSU email and AMP calendar. Begin numbered list with 8 items. Item 1 of 8, go to begin link, http://login.microsoftonline.com/login.microsoftonline.com. Item 2 of 8, enter your NDS email username or login ID/user ID. You will see a message that says taking you to your organization's sign-in page. Item 3 of 8, enter your login ID/user ID. Item 4 of 8, enter the password associated with your NDS ID. Item 5 of 8, click sign in. Item 6 of 8, you will then be asked to approve a multi-factor authentication prompt. Item 7 of 8, an Outlook web app page should now load, choose your language and time zone and click OK to finish. Item 8 of 8, you should now see your inbox. Begin heading level 2, 6. Log into Blackboard. Begin paragraph text, Blackboard is the learning management system, LMS, all instructors will use to post assignments, quizzes, and other course-related information. Begin heading level 3. Steps to log into NDSU's Blackboard LMS. Begin numbered list with 4 items. Item 1 of 4, go to begin link, https://blackboard.nds.edu. Item 2 of 4, click My BB Login. Item 3 of 4, fill in your login ID/user ID and AMP password. Item 4 of 4, click the Login button. Begin heading level 2, 7. Log into Campus Connection. Begin paragraph text, you will use Campus Connection to register for classes and view your unofficial transcript or to fill out a withdraw from classes form. Begin heading level 3, steps to log into Campus Connection. Begin numbered list with 4 items. Item 1 of 4, go to begin link, https://studentadmin.kineton.us. Item 2 of 4, fill in your login ID/user ID and AMP password. Item 3 of 4, click the login button. Item 4 of 4, once logged in you will need to follow the specific instructions for what you are looking to do. For example, view transcripts, withdraw from classes, begin heading level 2, 8. Register for classes. Begin paragraph text, we recommend you register for classes as soon as the open registration window is available. The open registration window, also known as an appointment time, is when all students regardless of their academic status, freshman, sophomore, etc., are able to register. Begin heading level 3, steps to register for classes. Begin numbered list with 13 items. Item 1 of 13, log into Campus Connection. Item 2 of 13, click the Manage Classes tile. Item 3 of 13, in the left panel, click Schedule Planner, then open Schedule Planner. Item 4 of 13, log in with NDS email username or login ID/user ID. Item 5 of 13, select North Dakota State University, then continue. Item 6 of 13, select the semester you are registering for, then click Save and continue. Item 7 of 13, look for course status, then click Change, and AMP, select Open Classes Only. Item 8 of 13, click plus add courses. Item 9 of 13, use the tabs to search by subject, by class number, by instructor, or by general education. Item 10 of 13, when you have selected your class S, click Done. Item 11 of 13, under courses click Select All, then select Generate Schedules. Item 12 of 13, check the generated schedule for your class S, then select Send to Shopping Cart. Item 13 of 13, click Register. Begin heading level 2, 9. FERPA release. Begin paragraph text, the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act known as FERPA is a federal law, 20 U.S.C. 1232 grams, that protects the privacy of a student's educational record. Under FERPA, NDSU may not share student course information or grades with anyone other than the student unless the student provides written consent to do so. Students have the option to fill out a FERPA release form to allow any individual they choose, such as a parent or guardian, to access their education records. Begin Heading Level 3, Steps to Fill Out a FERPA Release Form. Begin numbered list with 4 items. Item 1 of 4, go to begin link, https://studentadmin.connect.us/. Item 2 of 4, click on the eForms tile to access the FERPA release form. Item 3 of 4, click on FERPA release form on the left side of the page. Item 4 of 4, students should monitor their NDSU email for any communication about the completion of the form. Begin Heading Level 2, 10. Financial Obligation Form. Begin paragraph text, each semester you plan to take a class, you need to fill out the Financial Obligation Agreement, FOA. Begin Heading Level 3, Steps to Complete the FOA Form. Begin numbered list with 4 items. Item 1 of 4, go to begin link, https://studentadmin.connect.us/. Item 2 of 4, click the financial account tile. Item 3 of 4, click sign FIN obligation agreement on the left-hand side of the screen. Item 4 of 4, enter the institution as North Dakota State University, find the term the agreement is for, and click submit. Begin Heading Level 2, 11. Review these services. Begin paragraph text, review this list of services so you are aware of the assistance available to you at NDSU. Begin Heading Level 3, ACE Tutoring. Begin paragraph text, begin link, www.nsu.edu/ACE/tutoring www.nsu.edu. Begin Heading Level 3, Disability Services. Begin paragraph text, begin link, www.nsu.edu/disability-services www.nsu.edu. Begin Heading Level 3, Library. Begin paragraph text, begin link, https://library.nsu.edu/library.nsu.edu. Begin Heading Level 2, Student Code of Conduct. Begin paragraph text, Rights and Responsibilities of Community. A code of student conduct is a document outlining behavioral expectations for all NDSU students and describes how complaints are filed and processed. The expectations in the code are designed to help promote a safe and inclusive learning environment for every member of the NDSU community. Students are subject to the policies in the code from the date they are admitted to the university. The code applies until graduation or until the relationship between the university and the student ends. View Section 601, Code of Student Conduct at Begin Link, www.nsu.edu/policy www.nsu.edu. Begin Bulleted List with 1 item. Item 1 of 1, Completed. Begin Bulleted List with 1 item. Item 1 of 1, Completed. Begin Heading Level 2, 5. Set up Email Forwarding. Begin Paragraph Text, Email Forwarding is optional. However, if you do not do this step, you are still responsible for checking your NDSU email for communication about your course. Begin Heading Level 3, Steps to Forward your NDSU email. Begin numbered list with 8 items. Item 1 of 8, go to begin link, http://login.microsoftonline.com/login.microsoftonline.com. Item 2 of 8, login using your login ID/user ID or firstname.lastname@ndis.edu address and password. Item 3 of 8, select Outlook account. Item 4 of 8, click the gear icon in the top right corner of the page and click View All Outlook Settings. Item 5 of 8, select Mail in the left menu, click Forwarding. Item 6 of 8, in the Forwarding section of the page, enable Forwarding. Item 7 of 8, enter the email address to which you would like your messages forwarded. Item 8 of 8, check the box to ensure you keep a copy of forwarded messages. Begin Bulleted List with 1 item. Item 1 of 1, Completed. Begin Bulleted List with 1 item. Item 1 of 1, Completed. Begin Bulleted List with 1 item. Item 1 of 1, completed. Begin bulleted list with one item. Item 1 of 1, completed. Begin bulleted list with one item. Item 1 of 1, completed. Begin bulleted list with one item. Item 1 of 1, completed. Begin bulleted list with one item. Item 1 of 1, completed. Begin bulleted list with one item. Item 1 of 1, completed. Begin paragraph text. NDSU does not discriminate in its programs and activities on the basis of age, color, gender expression / identity, genetic information, marital status, national origin, participation in lawful off-campus activity, physical or mental disability, pregnancy, public assistance status, race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, spousal relationship to current employee, or veteran status, as applicable. Direct inquiries to Vice Provost, Title 9/ADA Coordinator, Old Main 201, 701-231-7708, nsu.eoa@nsu.edu.